Yo, what is going on, everybody? Welcome to the podcast. We are at a live studio audience. So everybody give me a round of applause. You got that theme ending, that music ending, and that clapping fading out of existence, fading out of nowhere. A lot of people have been asking, as in a lot of people know, studio audience. So why I say that, whenever it's just me and Zane just kind of hanging out, that's what I want to say. Just be like, live.
It's good.
How's your weekend? Because we're recording this Sunday. And this will come up on Friday.
It was... What did I do Friday? I felt like I did, like, nothing Friday. So, Friday, I didn't really do much. It was good. It was fine. That's a big story. Saturday, it was really fun. My friend Cole invited me out to go to a lake where his parents have property. And so, we stayed out there. We went boning. We, like, canoed at, like, 1 a.m. It was incredible fun, but I literally got, like, 9 different mosquito bites, like, on my legs, on my back, literally 3 on my butt cheek. And so, besides that, it was fun. And then today, I came home from Medical Lake, and then Logan came over, and we just kind of hung out.
Yeah, we had a little experience, but I don't want to get into that now. We're going to get into that a little bit later. Stay tuned for that. All right, get ready for this commercial break. Okay, just kidding. My weekend was fun. What I did is, so I went to, I didn't do anything Friday, but Saturday, my dad was just like, hey, get up, we're going to the lake. No, he was like, we're gonna go over and see your Uncle Brett. And so this is my dad's brother, like, actual brother, who like, we saw him last year. We're just trying to, like, make it consistent, so, like, every year we'll see each other. So I had no idea about this.
About you going to see your
uncle. So I literally just woke up, my dad comes down,
Wait, this is your uncle that you had no idea that you were going to see, right?
No, for the day. Like, I knew who he was, but I didn't know I was going to go see him.
Okay.
So... I went down, so I woke up, it was like 9 something, and I just, like, pull up my phone, and I was just like, alright, well, I'll listen to some music, you know. I was kind of bored, I didn't want to, like, get up and physically move around, but my dad comes over, and I thought it was my brother, and he was like, hello? Because my brother was playing a game, and so the music that I was listening to was, like, bit kind of stuff, it was, like 8-bit music and stuff, kind of, like, old retro stuff, but we were talking... And he was like, get up. He was like, we're going. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, we're going to see your Uncle Brett. And I was like, what? And he was like, didn't you know we're going to go see your Uncle Brett? Like, today, we're going to go to the river. And I was like, okay. He was like, I didn't know about this. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry. He was like, oh, really? I told you. And I was like, Dad, you didn't. I'm like, sorry. And he was like, oh, my bad. And so, we went. I recorded some stuff. I want to make, like, a little video of it, but it's, like, I only got, like, I'd say, like, a minute of footage. And so, there's been a lot of stuff going on. There's, D23, which is, like, the Disney equivalent of, Comic-Con. Disney's right. Comic-Con. It's, like, their own kind of panel. We got... Avengers. We got some Avengers stuff there. We got a lot of stuff going on. I want to talk about Incredibles 2. So, I have personal problems with it. But I guess I'll kind of, like, figure off. So, all the cast is coming in there except for Dash, since Dash is a grown adult. They are just getting... They're recasting him as just... As if, like, he never grew up. And this is taking place right after the first movie. So, I guess, what are your thoughts on it, Zane? I'm a little bit peeved, but...
I don't know. So, here's my thought is, like, it makes sense why they're doing it.
No, yeah, I get it, yeah.
Because I feel like that there were other Pixar movies that left off on a cliffhanger and didn't just go off that.
So I feel like that there's a lack of creativity there.
Yeah.
You know, like there's some sort of like, oh, we'll just do it this way, you know, and I just feel like there's zero effort there. So, not in a bad way. Pixar has made some amazing movies.
And they've also made some pretty okay, not great films, too.
Yeah. But it's, at the same time, I'm like this. I'm like, what? Like, I want to see Incredibles 2. I want to see the...
I mean, I'm definitely going to pay for it.
Yeah, what is the... Is that the Underdwellers? Is that what they're called? Or something like
the
that?
The Underminer. So, they basically had a game, like, after the movie. And it was, like, basically for the Underminer. It was like, hey, it was, like, Underminer attacks. So that game does not count. Like, it's not canon. But it was, like... But what the equivalent of the first movie was, the ending was to show that, hey, we're back in the hero business.
Yeah.
And so my personal problem is that this whole second movie is just going to be, oh, we're going to fight the Underminer. Then that's stupid. Like, we already kind of saw that. We are, like, that's already a game. Like, what's the actual point of, like, doing that? Again, that's, so here's what I wanted from Incredibles 2. I don't know if you wanted this, but what, and, like, this is, like, super, like, detailed and stuff, but I wanted all these characters to get older. You know, like, Bob and whatever her name is, Elastigirl, Mr. and Mrs. Incredible, both retired. Like, they're basically, like, Batman from Batman Beyond. They're like Bruce Wayne, kind of like that guy in, like, the Shadows. He's basically Alfred and stuff. But, like, you basically do that for Dash. Dash is, like, this guy who's, like, I want to be a superhero. Like, I love my powers, you know. He's a sports guy, all this stuff, and, like, he's, you know, he's having fun. Meets a girl. Girl's a part of the villain. Like, he's, like, the villain's daughter or whatever. And so, my personal problem is, so what I want then is that Violet is a, you know, she's an adult. She's married that guy at the end that she had a crush on. They have a kid. And now this is, like, this is actually serious. Because in the first film, it was, like, we don't know if Jack has any powers. And it's like, of course he's gonna have powers. He's freaking super. Like, you know, he's got freaking super parents. So, of course he is. But, like, in this movie, it's, like, serious. Like, this is actually, like a non-super and a super. Both having a kid. So, this is kind of, like, it's kind of uncommon. You could say, like, you could be basically just be, like, it's uncommon to have.
Yeah, and I mean, like, were you thinking that kid would be super, too?
I don't want that kid to be super. My personal thing is like, so I watched Hotel Transylvania 2, and my personal problem was basically just saying, hey, you don't have to be a superhero, you don't have to have powers to be loved, you know, and all this stuff. And it's like, oh, that's a great meaning, but then they ruled it out with the whole, oh, yeah, but he's got powers, though, so, you know, they love him even more. It's like, oh, well, what if he didn't? Like, it'll definitely show, like, kids who was like, oh, hey, I'm not like my parents, I'm not gonna be like my parents, but they still love me anyway. Mm-hmm. But, anyway, it's just kind of like, it's like Jack, but it's actually, like, more, like, at stake.
Okay.
Like, you know, he wants to be super and stuff. Like, he's actually, like, you know, he's, like, dressing up, you know, like, maybe, you know, and it's just kind of like this cool, that's just kind of how it'd be. What I was thinking, like, the villain could be Bon Voyage. They could bring him back, but he's, like, a little bit older, you know? He's got a daughter, and that's who's Dash's love interest. Dash is kind of, like, the older, like, he's kind of, like, an older brother. Like, really, you know, like, kind of, like, the loving older brother. He's like, I can stand you. You're a little bit annoying, but I love you no matter what. And, like, he's kind of, like, trying to help him, like, figure out his powers. Because, like, you know, he's got, like, a crap ton of unknown powers, you know? He's got, like, well, he's got all those powers, and he doesn't know how to control them, so he can teach him how to control them. And it's like there's so much creative range with,
like,
this
potential
film.
There,
yeah, like in the first film, it's like, so basically the director, he basically had all these characters, he gave all these characters different kinds of, like, all these, like, their personalities, like a teenager, you know, they're kind of, like, quiet, they want to be, like, invisible. Dash, he's like a kid, he wants to be, like, energized, you know, like flowing with energy, you know, is like always moving and all this stuff, you know. A little child, you don't know what you're gonna get, you know. Mom's gotta be flexible, dad's gotta be strong, like that was their powers. And I think, like, you can definitely, like, you can be more freaking creative with that. And it was And so at the end of the film, it shows that, hey, heroes are outlawed and they're back now. And when you start off the film as like, oh, hey, guess what? Now you guys are going to take off this guy. It's like, okay, well, I guess there's no, like, creativity that you guys are going to put in this now.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that there is definitely potential for expansion within that, you know, universe. Like,
especially with, like, superhero movies now. Like, what is it? Like, you know, like, all the Marvel films and stuff, they're freaking out about, like, you know, destruction and all this stuff. It's like, these films can definitely do it. Like, the Incredibles can definitely do it. I was not a big fan of Finding Dory. And, like, Finding Dory was just the same as the last one. And that's with a lot of sequels. And I know a guy who worked on it. And, you know, I don't hate him for doing it. You know, like, I love everything about it. Like, I don't like the story, but I like the characters. I think the characters are great. I like all the animation styles and just kind of how everyone moves and things like that. But it's not for me. And the story's just, it's just bad, and I can't get over the story. I just don't want them to mess up this movie either. I don't want them to ruin this, because this is something that not only I enjoy, like, The Incredibles, this isn't a film that I only enjoy. This is something that my family, my parents, even my dad. My dad's not, like, a cartoon guy, but he loves this stuff. If they ruin this, like, it's gonna be over, basically. I'm just a little bit worried. Okay. That's all.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that you're.
We're gonna go to another commercial break. Bye-bye.
Shrek, rated PG. Starts May 18th everywhere.
Are you tired of your wife? The hooker-up hooks up anywhere. In your car, in your bed, even on your couch.
So, I want to talk about the Avengers. Oh, yeah, cool. You're dead. Oh my gosh, you're so dead. Oh, sorry, Zane got hit by a Lux cannon. No, but, so, I want to talk about the Avengers. We saw a leaked trailer. Beautiful as it was. This girl's head was in the way. So we couldn't really see a lot of it, but I mean, we watched it illegally.
It looked good.
I
am
so excited for it.
It looked so good, man.
So, a lot of comic book people that I watch online, I always say, like, I'm friends with, but it's like, that's never true. But what happened, basically everyone that's kind of saying it is, like, no one's going to be ready. Like, no one's going to, like, physically be able to understand what happened until after the film. And I don't think that that's necessarily true, but I can definitely see where they're coming from, especially if this was just part one.
Yeah.
If this was, because originally there were going to be two parts. If this was just part one...
No. It's still two parts.
No. It's just one movie.
One gigantic 3-hour...
Probably two. But yeah, like, a really long movie. If this was two parts, I definitely could see a lot of people being like, holy crap, what the hell did I just watch? And not being able to understand. But in just a one film, I cannot see people being like, like, thinking about that for a freaking whole day. And maybe I'm just not up to that level yet, but...
I think the build up, like, to this moment...
has been amazing. Like,
has been hyped. So it's like, I literally, like, if they split it up into two parts, let's just say, even, like, if they stick with what they originally said back forever ago, like, you know, if they stick with that, then I might just be just a tiny bit upset, you know?
What do you mean?
Like, two parts, because then I'm gonna, like, go home unsatisfied.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, still, you will... I mean, like, it's definitely going to, like... Yeah, I can see where you're coming from, but, I mean, like, imagine it as in, like, you are going to be blown away by just, like, under... Like, Thanos gets all the chaos... Chaos Emeralds.
And this is something.
Chaos gets all the Chaos Emeralds and masters the power of the Chaos... Chaos Control!
Sorry, that was my shadow. That was my shadow impression. Please don't tease me.
Don't touch it!
Please don't tease me. I'm very sensitive. But I think it's going to be very intense. I am excited to see freaking...
I just feel like that there needs to be more. Like, I feel like...
I want so much more. Like, but it's, we can't, which sucks. I want so much more from everyone. I want, like, everyone to be on there, like, forever, but it's just not gonna happen. Like, I'm just so thrilled that I was able to live through this and, like, be able to, like, be born and be able to, like, watch these films and, like, understand what's going on. Because I remember growing up, when, like, the first Avengers came out and they, like, showed the after credit scene, it was, like, Thanos. I was like, oh, Hellboy's gonna be in! I thought it was Hellboy for a second. And so, I was so excited. My uncle, he's this big comic book geek. I'm a big comic book nerd now. I remember I was like, he was like, oh, you watch? I was like, you watch the end credit scene? And he was like, yeah, I'm pretty excited. I was like, who do you think it is? And he's like, oh, no. He was like, oh, who do you think that is? And I was like, oh, I think it's Hellboy. I'm so excited for Hellboy to be in. I love Hellboy. And, you know, oh, but I wouldn't say Hellboy because I wasn't allowed to say Hell because, like, my parents were like, that's a bad word. So I'd be like, it's H-word boy. I can't wait to see H-word boy in the word. it's very funny, but so he was like, no, that Logan, that's Thanos. And I was like, oh. Okay. And I had no idea who Thanos was, I was like, oh, that's cool. Thanos. And I had no idea who that was. And I mean, like, I probably had, like, a better understanding of Thanos than, like, most kids, like, growing up during that time. I don't know. And, like, maybe, like, nerds, but, like, kids my age probably didn't know the same, like, know who Thanos was like I did. Like, I didn't know a lot, but what I'm saying. I'm excited for this. I've been waiting. I've been like, dude, I can't wait for Thanos. Thanos is gonna freaking destroy everyone. I'm excited to freaking see everyone. And there had been a lot of rumors before that, like, the Guardians of the Galaxy were going to be, like, together and all that stuff. And I'm just so glad to see them all together.
I think it'll be... My favorite part is, like, you got Spider-Man. You got
Spider-Man back.
Yeah, no. So you got Spider-Man, you got Iron Man. And they're just all together. Like, the chemistry... Guardians of the Galaxy is so funny. And so it'll just be awesome to see, you know, Star-Lord interact with
Tony Stark.
Yeah, like,
and see how they kind of, like, see their chemistry. How do you think that's going to work? Like, you think they're going to be, like, good, bad?
I think Tony will have to stop being, for lack of a better word, cocky.
He's such a, though. Like, I don't know if Star-Lord's kind of a douchebag. Like, he's, like, I don't think, like, he is, like, he's not that, like, big of a douchebag as, like, Tony Stark is.
Yeah.
But, like... They definitely have, like, some kind of, like... I definitely can't see them having, like, a chemistry. I'm excited to just see all the team-ups. I'm excited to see everyone just kind of be like, hey, it's me. But then after this, I'm worried that it's not going to be, like, as good. I'm worried because... Well, I'm worried about Infinity War because the guy who's working on Guardians of the Galaxy is not the same person who worked on... is not the same person who worked on Guardians of the Galaxy. Infinity War, so Joss Whedon, no, that's the guy who was working on the Avengers originally in Justice League, but there, he's not on anymore, the guy who was on, whatever. I'm just so, like, worried that it's gonna be, you know, like, crap. Like, their chemistry is just not gonna be good, and, you know, it's gonna be, I guess we're just gonna have to wait and see. All right, well, I want to get into some Justice League, and then we'll get into some other stuff, because I'm like, so interested in everything. It's like San Diego Comic-Con just came out, and it's like, freaking everything's coming out, and I'm so excited.
Yeah, no, I'm not a huge fan of the Justice League.
So. I'm like, a big fan of Green Lantern. Like, after that movie, I, like, you know, I was a little boy, and I was like, I love Green Lantern. I didn't know he was this bad. You know, like, I mean, like, I've seen a lot of people like this on Green Lantern. Yeah. And it's so true, though. Like, I don't get pissed off at people, like, just, like, hating on, like, other, like, you know, comic book stuff. Because I'm like, it's whatever. Like, you know, I can see you. Like, I know where you're coming from and all this stuff. It's like, I think, like, the one thing that I see is, like, people are like, it was like, why would you want to be Green Lantern? Green Lantern is the gayest superhero ever. Yeah. That guy wears a freaking ring. That can do whatever he, like, can basically summon whatever he wants with his mind. That is the gayest thing, like, none. And I'm like, I never thought of it like that, But that is very, very true. But, I am... So, the trailer for the Justice League came out, a new one, and I'm actually kind of the same amount of excited. Like, I'm not, like... I'm just worried that it's going to be bad.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think it will be, but I hope, like... I think, like, the one problem with Wonder Woman for me, and this is, like, a nitpick, but it was just, like, I didn't like how, like, funny it was. Like, I've just been so conditioned with, like, all of, like, everything DC-wise has just been so dark and gloomy and gritty and all this stuff that I've just, like, every time I think of a DC thing, it's like, oh, hey, this is, like, this has to be serious. And it's hard for me to think that, hey, this has got to be, you know, like, this is going to be funny and stuff.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to think that, but I'm excited for Justice League. Batman, I'm kind of a little bit irritated because, like, Batman's not a funny guy. Like, Batman, he has, like, some jokes, you know, but he's not, like, this comedy relief, like, that's kind of in, like, the movie. And so, like, Superman's, like, a good guy. He's not really, like, portrayed great in the Man of Steel or just, in the Justice League, in the DCEU. But, I think everyone that's kind of been in, I'm just worried that it's going to be, like, a little bit too funny, you know? It's going to be a little bit lighthearted, more lighthearted than usual.
I don't know. Here's my thing. I hate how DC keeps trying to be Marvel.
Marvel
has its own little chemistry. And by the way, the Marvel characters, the people that they picked out, were meant to be sarcastic and were meant to be funny and jokingly. But there's still some cool parts to it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, spoilers, if you haven't seen Civil War, you know, this is your chance to, you know, get off
this podcast and go watch it. Okay, 3, 2, 1. There's this part where Spider-Man, Tom Holland, references while he's fighting, I think it's Ant-Man, the Star Wars.
Yeah.
And that was just funny. And it was like, you know, he doesn't know what's really going on, and he's making all these references, and Tony's like, yeah, you're doing such a great job, and he's like, yes, and it was just funny, you know?
It's why Tobey Maguire was not a great fit for Spider-Man. It's because Tobey Maguire only had that face of, like, a child, of, like, you know, like, a little nerd and stuff. He didn't have the quips. He didn't have a lot of those things. Unlike what, you know, Tom Holland has. And so what I think with a lot of the DC films is they're like, oh, hey, we're just gonna try to get a lot of guys. And now it doesn't seem to be working because it's like, oh, now since we're getting all these guys, we can just make them funny. It's like, I don't think a lot of Ben Affleck hasn't, like, he's a good guy, you know. I haven't seen him in a lot of funny movies, though. You know, I haven't seen him, like, do a funny movie in a while. I've seen him kind of, like, in serious ones. Like, I mean, like, look at his recent ones. They're kind of serious.
Yeah.
And, I'm just worried that it's just going to be like, hey, we're going to try to make it funny, but then it just doesn't work. Like, that's just my fear. But anyway, it was good. I'm excited. Any of your last thoughts?
I mean, for the Justice League, not really. I just hope it doesn't suck.
Yeah, yeah.
That's honestly my, like, big thing. And it's really, you know, because I don't want to spend, this is going to sound awful, I don't want to spend money in a movie that sucks. You know, it's just that. So, that's it.
Okay, so, today, when I went over to Zane's place. Here, give me a minute. I'm going to play some ASMR.
You like that? It's really good. I'm going to eat this thing right now. Thank you.
Oh, man. Okay, well, all right, getting back on serious topic now. I'm going to pull this out and suck on it. I'm gonna have to hear this earlier. Yeah. I'm gonna be like, nah.
No.
Okay, but so me and Zane, mm-hmm. I spent the night over at Zane's house, messing around. We're watching some Sonic 06.
No. No, you are I mean, you said you did. Mm-hmm. So.
You are watching Sonic 06. We're watching Sonic 06. Mm-hmm. Enjoying our time. And we're like, hey, let's go film. So we go out. Like, alright, lol. And so we go out. Go over by some Rosars, some by abandoned place. And what happens is that we decided to, so we came back, I was like, I need some apple juice. And he was like, happy juice is for alcoholics. And I said, no, happy juice. And he's like, oh, understandable, have a good day, sir. And drove off, right next to me.
Nope.
Like in Batman. But,
yep.
Just like stopped by Walgreens, and, no happy juice there. So, I cursed out, the clerks. And I said, have fun in hell, where there is no apple juice. And they said, will do. And so I walked out, and I was like, all right, well, let's go to Holiday. So we go by Holiday. I get myself some apple juice. I get myself some ASMR food, some Rice Krispies. And I'm sitting there. We're just finishing up. I'm paying my food. I always just say, I'm always like, we're sitting there. Well, we were talking, like, I'm retarded. Mentally handicapped. My bad. Sorry, Jackson. But I'm, so, I was paying for the food. Mm-hmm. And this guy, this old guy, great guy, you know, nice guy, this veteran, he was like, hey, what would your thoughts be on this? And so we were like, I don't know. And he pitches this idea of a store where you can go in, you can pay for anything you want. You can also get, comic books, you can play board games and stuff. But you can also go in, you can play video games online there. Like all the games, like it's online, like online multiplayer, play any game you want. You can get a membership, you can get some, like memorabilia, vinyls, all this stuff, and we were like, that's really cool.
So, continue on.
Sorry. So we were like, oh, well, now. We're like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. We can go back and forth and just, like, talk about it,
I mean, I don't care. So, anyways, you just continue, and I'll hop on in a sec.
But, so it's kind of funny. It's like this clerk, and it's like this old veteran, long-haired dude with a long beard, sitting over there, and he's like, hey, here, come over here. Take some drugs. Some to your buddies. Takes out his little coat pocket, and he's like, hey, you want to try some? Pulls out his hands, it's got drugs all... Stuck in his arms, you know. He was ready. He was happy. I'm kidding. That was a joke, everyone. I'm kidding. Not all veterans are bad people. I got an uncle. Praise him. But anyway. We were like, oh, we're super down, and these guys, like, they just start going at it. Like, they're just like, yeah, we're totally down for that. And it was just so freaking funny. These guys are just going at it. Like, they're just going over some stupid just saying stupid stuff. Like, oh, you can go ahead. You go ahead.
Yeah, so they, like, started talking about it and how, like, this guy was, like, nailing it. He's like, yeah, there's, like, four main consoles. Like, you know, PS4, you know, Xbox, and then PC. But this guy was like, no, that's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he was like, so he goes in and he was like, hey. He was like, yeah, I was thinking of the main market, you know, the console games. And he says console games specifically. He's like, yeah, I was thinking of the main console games. You got the PlayStation, you got the Xbox 360, and there's another one. It's on the tip of my tongue. And the clerk's like, PC. And he's like, no, not PC. And he's freaking out at him. And he's like, what is it? And he's like, and the quirks had it. He's like, I'm done, dude. I don't want to work with you anymore. He's like, look, he's like over the counter. And there's, like, no one in here, so it's it's fine, it's fine. Yeah. Like, it's not like he's not working or anything. But this guy, he's leaning over, and he's like, puts his finger, like, down, P, puts it right next to it, C. Like, and the guy was like, he's like, no, that's not it! You're wrong! And he's like, and they're both, like, bickering back and forth, they're like, no, it's PC! And he's like, you're thinking of the consoles! And he's like, no, I'm thinking of the games! And Zane butts in, and he's like, yeah, like, I'm, like, Halo and all this stuff. Like, Halo. And he was like, yeah, that's what I mean.
So, apparently, he was talking about console-specific games. Like, you know, Microsoft has Halo, and...
Sony has Uncharted.
Yeah, it's like, it's that stuff, but he's like, there's another one. And my thing is, I'm like, what?
And I was, like, saying, I was like, Nintendo? Like, the Switch? And he was like, no.
But could try, though.
So I was like, oh, okay.
He's like, yeah, okay.
He's like, we're going to get into this a little bit. Okay. We're going to get into it a little bit more.
Okay.
It's come up, though. So we're still going off about, like, the MMO. We're still talking about MMO, like, what the place is going to be like. He's like, what do you think it should be? And we're talking about games and stuff, you know, what we want to see there. And this guy, and he's like, yeah, I'm, like, we go into, like, virtual consoles. And he's like, yeah, I'm thinking about MMO. Like, wouldn't you think it'd be, like, cool? Like, virtual consoles, you know, it's like, you know, like, you can just, like, move around in there. Like, I think it's kind of stupid that you can't right now. Like, there's got to be, like, the technology,
Oh, you mean virtual reality?
Yeah. Zane and this guy start, like, ganging up on him. So this guy's just, like, quivering down. He's like, I don't even want to have this conversation anymore. I could tell he was just like, I'm done. Like, I get it now. Quit talking down to me, everyone.
Not in a bad way. He, like, had no idea what he was talking about.
I don't think any of them did. I don't think any of them truly had an idea of what was going on.
He's like, yeah, I've been in computers for blah, blah, blah.
So, the veteran was like, yeah, I've been studying computers for about 10 years or so. He was like, I majored in computers and design. I was like, oh, that's nice.
Okay. I got a button for a second. So we start talking about, like, you know, like, the, you know, the clerk's like, yeah, like, it could be an arcade. And so he's like, no. And he's like, yeah.
So he was asking, like, what would you want to see? And we're like, oh, I kind of want to see, like, an arcade.
Yeah.
And he's like, no one wants to go see an arcade. And I was like, and he was like, Kirk was like, yeah, well, I mean, like, I got some people over there at, you know, people just love to play some Pac-Man, you know, like Mrs. Pac-Man. I was like, yeah, whenever my brother goes to Thrifties and whatever, and whenever I take him, he freaking always tries to beat the high score. And he's like, yeah, but, like, no. And I was like, all right. And so Zane butts in. You can go ahead now.
Yeah, so I butt in, and I'm like, yeah, you know, if you didn't know, there's, like, some, you know, Raspberry Pis, which are, like, if, you know, if our listeners don't know, like, they're just tiny little computers that are meant for, like, beginner programming. And there's this thing called RetroPie, which you can install, which you can run an arcade on. Like, that people have built, like, physical arcade machines that they just run it on. So, you know, they put in, you know, a Raspberry Pi, they put the software on it, they put all the games on it, you know, whatever, or a game.
Yeah.
And they just build a case and get a TV and really just call it good, you know? And so I was like, yeah, they do that. And he's like, oh, no. Mm-mm.
Nuh-uh, Sartesian.
And so he's like, I just built my own circuitry. I'm like...
It was very confusing because this guy was like, in my... Like, I'm not, like... I don't know anything about this guy. Like, I'm not saying, like, I'm not saying, like, he could be wrong, you know, and all stuff. But this guy, like, I could tell, like, he was a storyteller. And by storyteller, this guy was just like, I know everything, and I am everything. Like,
so I am everything. Yes.
He is everything. So, like, no, like, he's literally the embodiment of the world. He's literally, like, known every game. Like, he's helped out in every game because he's, like, in the army and stuff. I don't know if this is true or not because, like, you know, I'm not trying to be, like, a douche and just be like, oh, hey, well, he's lying because I don't know. But it was very kind of, like, it was very reminiscent of, like, oh, hey, this is, you know, like, this guy's just kind of, like, saying, like, stuff. He's just pulling stuff out of freaking thin air.
Yeah.
Just being like, I know this stuff. Like, that's what I got from it. He could be completely, you know, he could just be, you know, he could be a little jokester. He's having fun. He's not, Like, maybe he did do that. I don't know. And what I'm worried about is that, like, maybe in the future we're going to be working for him.
Yeah.
Like, if this does work out, and I do believe that he was in the military and that he does get money from the, like, you know, from the government for freaking all this stuff. And if he does make this, because, like, he basically was just like, I can definitely see you guys working, like, working for us.
Yeah.
He's just like, I need you guys to warm up. Need you guys to basically just say, hey, think of some of my names and all this stuff. But it was very just, it was just very weird.
It was, I don't know, I felt, for sure, like,
I felt he offended, I felt attacked, physically attacked.
He was saying, like, yeah, you know, I was part of the development team for World of Warcraft, and kept going back to the idea that all these projects that he worked on was for the military.
And no, like, okay, well, no. The World of Warcraft was, like, made for, like, military. I don't know this. This might be true. Like, I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah,
here, hold on. We're gonna do some research, and then we'll get back to you real quick. You won't even know we're... Right. So, I didn't see... So, we just kind of looked.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything, kind of saying about it. I looked on Wikipedia, but, I mean, like, as far as I know... he could be right or he could be wrong. Who knows? It's still a mystery.
Yeah, you're right. We should probably hire the Scooby Gang to...
Definitely hire the Scooby Gang. You know, get them in here.
Yeah.
Who was that? Who was that other character? He was like... Scooby-Doo, stupid Scooby-Doo or something. It was retarded Scooby-Doo. Except it was like his name was something like that. But
Scrappy Doo?
No, that wasn't. No, it's a different guy. It was a different person.
Who was it, man?
It was someone different. But anyway, it was a little bit like this guy was just kind of like a storyteller. It's whatever though.
I mean, I think it'd be cool if we got to work for him.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Scooby Dumb, that's what his name is. Scooby Dumb.
Scooby Dumb?
Not retarded, Scooby Dumb. They got rid of him though. Because it was like, they're making fun of retarded people. Yeah, this is what he looks like though. This is Cussin.
Did you pause it?
No, it's still going.
Oh no.
I strive to be Scooby-Dumb now. Oh my gosh, dude. Scooby-Doo's getting freaking laid, bro. Dude, he's got some sick girls, dude. He's got some fire bitches.
Okay.
The term fire bitch is also in terms of a dog, how a female dog is called a bitch. The joke... was in fact a joke about Scooby-Doo getting some female dogs. So do not feel offended. It was a joke. Bye now.
All right.
Oh, wow.
All right. This is going on for 40 minutes right now.
Good God.
Any final words? Okay, here actually. If any of you are listening and you guys are like, hey, I got a name for the thing.
Yeah, no, for the store.
They're trying to figure out a name. We have no idea what the names are, but we will love to hear some, like, ideas. If any of our 4 subscribers, a.k.a. us, had any ideas of like, a name. So if any of you guys stumble upon this or are like, hey, I'm enjoying it. I want to get a little name. I got an idea for this place. Go ahead. I mean, like, just tweet at me, at Phantom Sprite.
Yeah, or tweet at me.
Or at...
Pop-Tarte. I mean, oh, wait. I think it's, like, Zasian Chopstick or something Zasian like that.
Chopsticks.
You put it in the link or whatever.
In the description. That's gonna do it for this episode. Zane, you wanna end off with a little hypothetical? Actually, a little improv? Improv? Right. Zane, you're a little boy. A little boy trapped in you're trapped in a store. You're lost in a store. You're trying to look for your parents.
In a store.
I'm a clerk. I'm a clerk, and I walk over to you. You have no idea where you are. All right.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
I mean, like, what I'm...
No, Zane, we're in character. You're a little boy. You're a little boy who's confused. You need home. You need to find your mom and parents. Dad.
I cannot find my parents.
What's up, man?
No, my mommy...
Yo, what's up, man? How you been, man?
Like that.
You cool, man? Yo,
no,
dude, I'm...
No, I'm not cool. I lost my mommy.
I'm sorry, man. I mean, like, I don't know what I can do, man. I can pop you in the back of my van, man. We extract.
No, can you be my mommy?
Yeah, man. I'll take you, man. I'll take you home, man. I'll breastfeed you, man.
I really... Like, black titties, so it works out.
Yo, man, I ain't black. I'm Jamaican, my man. Different nationalities, my
so
man.
So you're brown?
Nah, man. Nah. I'm Jamaican. You know, like Bob Marley. What are you doing, man?
So, like, you, like, smoke weed?
Nah, man. Nah. I'm a healthy black man.
Wait, I thought you just said you weren't black. Hang on.
Oh, my bad. I get a little bit confused sometimes.
I'm going to kill myself.
And that's going to do it for this episode. That's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. Thanks, everyone, for coming out. This live studio audience. Give a good... Everyone listening, not live, you stupid... give a good round of applause. Round of applause to everyone. Yes. Okay, we're gonna go now.
Yep.
Thanks everyone for being out here. This live studio. Yes.
Bye.
Bye now. Music.